A number of new education laws in California tackle a particularly alarming issue. Our schools now issue more suspensions to students than diplomas, especially to African American students. Nowhere is that more apparent than in Oakland Unified. The California Report's education reporter Anna Tentakulis tells us district officials are pinning their hopes on a new approach to student discipline called restorative justice.
It's a cold and rainy day at Ralph Bunche Continuation High School. The small campus is located in a gritty, industrial part of Oakland. Teenagers are sent to this school if they've gotten expelled, suspended, or if they've served time in jail. Teacher Eric Butler greets me behind the steel gates at the campus entrance and leads me to his classroom.
All right, so this is going to be a good class. Fourth period.
Butler is the restorative justice coordinator here. It's his job to bring out the good in the district's most persistent troublemakers. Today, he's introducing the restorative justice concept to about 10 students who've gotten kicked out of school for everything from wearing their hat backwards to fighting in the classroom.
Who knows what restorative justice is? What does it mean to restore something?
Bring new.
Bring back, fix, make new. Who knows what justice is? That's a harder question.
These students come from tough backgrounds where there's gang violence, drug abuse, and dysfunctional families. Butler says these are the key reasons why students act out in school. His restorative justice class, or RJ for short, gets kids talking about problems in their lives and what's behind their bad decisions.
So one of the main parts of restorative justice is forgiveness. So that's what we're going to be talking about first, forgiveness.
At first, the kids are bored, but things change when Butler asks whether it's okay to forgive a man if he hits a woman. Immediately, everyone wants a chance to speak.
Listen, time out. One of the things that we're going to learn in the classroom is no matter how shocking, we're going to learn how to let them speak.
Butler then turns to one of the more outspoken girls, who says she can understand why a man hits a woman. It shows he cares.
The way we grow up, if you love your girlfriend, you probably put your hands on her or whatnot. This is just a simple check. Like, you check a kid, you check her too, you feel me? Because that's what some of these girls need, is somebody to show them some affection.
Half of the students disagree and shout out that it's never okay to hit a woman. Butler says it's discussions like these that help kids re-examine their attitudes, their actions, and the consequences of their behavior.
We're teaching these kids to actually say, when I did what I did, how did that make you feel? And wow, I never thought about it like that. And I'm truly sorry. And that's way harder than going home for 3 days so you can smoke weed.
Until recently, the vast majority of students suspended in Oakland were African American, even though they make up just 35% of the district's student population. When the U.S. Office of Civil Rights investigated this racial disparity, the district was forced to address the problem. So now Oakland Unified has committed to a 5-year district-wide plan requiring all schools and teachers to use restorative justice practices rather than punitive discipline.
So the difference between punitive and restorative is really the difference between doing to and working with.
David Usa manages Oakland Unified's restorative justice program. He points to research that shows suspended students are 5 times more likely to drop out of school and 3 times more likely to enter the juvenile justice system. Usum says that's a huge waste of human potential and human capital.
There's something about the way we do discipline that is not working for our African-American students. And so it's up to us to serve the students, not to the students to fit into some sort of what I would consider, you know, sort of old model of education. And so this requires really a whole culture shift.
And Usum says that begins with teacher training, which is slowly rolling out throughout the district. Student advocate Laura Fair says that training must address the reality of racial bias that exists in classrooms around the state.
If you're an African-American student, you're going to be suspended at a much higher rate.
She says schools are abusing the state's zero tolerance policy that was intended to address problems like weapons on campus. Now Fair says students are getting kicked out for even minor offenses.
Tapping on the desk, for talking back, for wearing the wrong clothes, for any number of things that you could imagine. And sometimes it really does depend on, does that teacher like that student or is that administrator like that student? So we have some really subjective discipline happening. And when we know it doesn't work, to be doing that is really counterproductive.
State lawmakers have taken action with a series of laws designed to curb the state's high suspension rate. One measure urges California school districts to try programs like restorative justice before suspending students. But some teachers, like Oakland Unified's Benji Achtenberg, says those programs should not replace suspensions.
If a student needs to be removed so everybody else can continue to carry on with the lesson and what they're supposed to be getting out of class that day, then that would happen.
Achtenberg says while he supports the goal of restorative justice, the district is not providing enough resources and training to help teachers who are already overwhelmed.
It takes a lot of time and a lot of energy, and without enough support, you know, one single classroom teacher can't do it. No matter how awesome they are at everything they do, there needs to be much more of the community buy-in, staff buy-in, and student buy-in.
But Oakland has already seen some success. In schools that use RJ practices, suspension rates are down and attendance is up. Back at Ralph Bunche Continuation High School, students like Gary Holt say they're doing better in class because of the restorative justice program. Holt used to get kicked out of school almost every other week and spent a year in juvenile hall. Now he's earning A's and B's.
Yeah, I'm doing good, though. You know, I'm doing better than I ever did. But that's because I really didn't apply myself. It was like I didn't even do it.
Holt says now he understands more about himself and how his actions affect other people.
Then it was I had a crew for negative things, you know, leading them in negative ways. Now I try to do it like in a more positive way.
If Oakland does succeed with this new approach to student discipline, the district could set an example for the rest of the state and help a lot more students like Gary Holt. For the California Report, I'm Anna Tentakulis.